This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. What does it mean to honor your father and mother, as instructed in Ephesians 6:2? What if your parents have lived in such a way that they do not deserve to be honored? What if you have not had the opportunities other peers have had because of your parents' mismanagement or dysfunctional lifestyle? Do you still have an obligation to honor them? Maybe to start with, you need to ask yourself if you want it to go well with you and enjoy a long life on earth. The command to honor your parents is the first commandment with this promise, according to Ephesians 6:2. So if you want the promise to be fulfilled in your life, then you need to honor your parents. How do you do this? What is a parent's responsibility toward their children? To teach and train them to be responsible, God-fearing individuals. If you live in such a way that you are responsible and God-fearing, you will bring honor to your parents, whether they deserve that honor or not. If you excel in living responsibly and godly, you will bring even greater honor to your parents. God doesn't say to honor them if they deserve to be honored. He just says, honor your parents. Far too many blame their parents for their own irresponsibility, and by the way they live, even bring shame to their parents. God provides all you need to become a child who brings honor to their parents. So be done with flimsy excuses and fulfill this command. Then, as God promised, it will go well with you, and you will enjoy a long life. And when you have the privilege of parenting, make sure that you deserve honor by the way in which you relate to your children and live your life.